Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is William S. from San Diego.
Good evening again, everyone. I am an alcoholic. My name is William Schroeder. It's great seeing everybody. It really is. Welcome to all the newcomers. You're in the right place. Hang on to your seat. It's a very enjoyable ride. About a month ago, I was setting up here, and somebody asked me, you know, as they were listening to my story, they said, how come you haven't spoken here? And I said, it's not my time. Last week, I get an email from Randy saying, essentially, it's my time. And that's what this program is about. What it was like for me, I picked up my first drink. It was a New Year's Eve going into New Year's, 1971 into 1972. I was living in Spain. My father was in the military, and we were practicing the Spanish celebration of the grapes inside the glass of champagne at every bang of the clock. At that moment, the warmth of it was what I enjoyed. I knew that this is what I wanted to do. Anyway, I only have 10 minutes, and so needless to say, you know, I continue drinking. I made it a career. My first sobriety date is January 1st, also symbolically on a New Year's, 1987. And I stayed sober at that time on my own for 4.5 years. And then I went out on June 5th, 1991, with my first wife on a date, ordering a nice bottle of Amarone, an Italian wine, and we were in an Italian restaurant, and that's where I started my decline, because as my periods of sobriety got shorter, my devastation and my drinking grew, and I continued to drink as part of my life. I planned my drinks. I planned the disposal of my bottles, the remnants of my drink, and essentially, I was sharing in a meeting just this past Thursday about that I will be amazed about this whole process. And I was more amazed about what I did during my drunk. I was amazed at what I was doing and how to hide what I was doing with my body. But the only person who knew was my family, was my wife and my two children. I don't have the luxury of saying that my children have never seen me drunk. They did. They saw me drunk, and they saw me on my son saw me on my last drunk. What it was like for me, my ex-wife told me she wanted to leave me. She was seeing somebody else, and I was emotionally crushed. It was the same story again. It was what I went through when I was in high school. The emotional torment that I was being delivered, what I thought I was being delivered by women that I'd become involved with. And that carried on throughout my life. And that's everything about my drinking had to do with emotions. And my emotions, every time they wreaked havoc, I continued to drink more. Well, one night, it was just too much for me. I went out and planned my drink. It was February 2nd, 2008. I went out and got 2 half-gallon bottles of vodka. I had an ample supply of wine, since I'm an enologist. And I started off with beer that night. And I drank the beer because it's fashionable to drink during a sporting event at noon. And then I quickly moved into wine because that wasn't doing anything for me and I didn't like beer. And then, not to disrespect what I was raised with, my wine, I moved into vodka. And I consumed a bottle and a half of that. And this night was different. Instead of leaving me alone when I passed up, my ex-wife came back home from a night out and woke me up. And that was the problem. I spent the whole night trying to kill myself with the drink. I wasn't brave enough to pull out my service weapon and do it. That was locked up. But I, you know, that's what happened. And there was a lot of devastation that went on that night. And my son saw it. My son finally screamed out, saved me, and saved my ex-wife that night. After I woke up, I was in a 5x8, and I stayed there because it's new where I knew where I needed to be, and it was there. When I got out, I quickly grasped onto somebody, the only person I knew in AA. I'm from New York. I didn't have any friends here. My family were my friends. And so I grasped onto somebody who I knew would help me. And that individual, by the grace of God, just guided me through this program. I got my first book in the cell block. I still carry that book with me. And I read the first 164 before I got out of jail. And when I got out, I had less than $200 to my name. No house because I was thrown out. No car. No kids. No wife because I was served with divorce papers inside jail. And no career. I had blown 19 years and 9 months of a career just short of my 20 years. They said they didn't want me. Go figure. But I knew what I had to do. I knew I was going to go and appear before a judge. And by the grace of God, I have a lot of blessings in my life today. I quickly worked the program. I did it for me. It was quick. I did it in 8.5 months. I worked my steps with my sponsor rigorously. And I had a lot of ups and downs in my recovery. It hasn't always been good. I got involved in a relationship after 8.5 months of sobriety and out of a relationship soon after and involved in another one, you know, because they all had what I wanted, a vagina. But I did it sober, and I did it having very frank discussions with my sponsor. My sobriety date is February 4th, 2008. I have 695 days of sobriety, and I count every day. Every day is a blessing. I have a sponsor, Gary S. His home group is in Encinitas, a men's meeting called Short Bus. He has a sponsor, and I've seen my grand sponsor, my grand-grand sponsor, my grand-grand sponsor, and my grand-grand-grand-grand sponsor. All of us have been present in a meeting sober. I have 2 sponsees today, and it's with the work with those sponsees that I remain sober. And I can sit here and I can tell you what you want to hear. I can sit here and tell you what I want you to hear. All right. But I was going through some of the blessings last night that I've had in this program, and none of the blessings have been anything that I've identified. These have all been blessings that have been brought forth to me through you all. I've been involved with people who allow me to watch their children. There are institutions now that trust me with their money. I now have employment back with the government, no longer carrying a weapon, but that's okay. I now work on the other end of it. I went to law school for a little period of time, years back, and I now work as a paralegal for the government, so I do have employment today, and that's my blessings. Needless to say, CPS became involved in my relationship once I committed my last drink and the results of that. So I had to work. The state of California didn't want me to have my children at all. Go figure, you know. And for the most part, I agreed with them. But there was other people who decided that my children needed to be with me as well. And I earned that back little by little. Some of the blessings, Judge Walsh, Judge Gonzalez, Judge Wolfield, Judge Rubin, you know. I signed away the green sheet saying I agreed to 2 years in prison for my crimes. But there was a judge who didn't want to sentence me on the day that I pled. He says, I want to see you come back in a couple of months. I want to see if you actually walk with the talk that you're talking about. And I said, okay. And that was April 30th, 2008. And I walked in July, and he said, yeah, come back again. So I went back in August. Yeah, come back again. So I went back in October. And then he said to me, he says, let's see, do you have a job? And I said, no. Do you have a relationship? And I said, no. You still sober? And I said, yeah. He says, well, I want to see if you do it through the holidays. He says, I want you to come back February. So on the anniversary of my crime, February 3rd, 2009, my judge sentenced me. He sentenced me to a state sentence of 240 days in prison, formal probation, and that was the blessing that was given to me as a result of this program because he saw what I was doing with it. Not because I told them what I had done or what I told them that I needed, but I just did what you all told me I should do. My ex-wife got up in court that day, and I didn't know she was going to be there. This was the victim of my last drink. And she told the judge that I was a wonderful person. I didn't believe her, but she told him that anyway. And the judge decided that, okay, we'll see what we can do, what we can work with them. And it hasn't been perfect. I failed to show up for an evaluation hearing on April 10th, 2009. And the judge says, guess what? You get to go back. So I get hooked up. I go before the judge, and the judge tells me, well, he says, I'm going to give you one more shot because a stayed sentence means you go on one mistake. But once again, the blessings of the program, you know, told me that just trust God. And when my counsel came up to me, he says, I don't know if I can keep you out of prison. And I said, don't worry about it. It's not for us to decide. And I was blessed with another shot. And not only that, by working the program and all the other programs accompanied with my recovery, a lot more blessings have come about. I got two beautiful children back in my life, an ex-wife who's now my best friend, employment, and a place to live, and I have you all. And for that, I'm grateful. And thanks for being a part of my recovery today.